This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dial on in toll-free and join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so you can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
Stuff to talk about? Well, we got plenty of it, but of course you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. On the way here tonight, robots may be delivering your pizza soon if you live in Europe, and I imagine if it's successful there, they'll probably try to roll it out here in the United States. Domino's has a plan afoot. And in other news, the Phoenix New Times reporting on armed left-wingers, gun-toting left-wingers, as they are described here in the story.
Sounds like an oxymoron to me.
Yeah, it seems a little unusual, but maybe the times they are a-changing, Jay. Hey, lefties with guns, that's cool, writes Stephen Lemons. At least that was my first impression, he says, upon seeing about 40 or so assorted anarchists, brown berets, and members of a group calling itself the Phoenix John Brown Gun Club across the street from the state capitol, openly armed to the proverbial teeth. And they are, there's a photo here of people carrying what would commonly be described as assault weapons by many on the left. I'm not good enough with guns to identify by sight, but this woman has a long gun with a very large magazine and a scope. The man standing next to her is strapped down with a gun with a drum loaded into it, so he's probably, you know, got about 50 rounds there.
Well, I'm glad these folks are defending themselves.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It's going to make the world a safer place for me and all my friends and them also.
He says, I was late to the pro-Trump Make America Great Again march, which had begun in Cesar Chavez Plaza after some confusion about the demonstration starting at the now past tense Patriot Square Park and ended at the lawn of the Arizona Capitol. So I headed straight to the Capitol, but the pro-Trump event was petering out. One of the cops present told me that the MAGA march, which is Make America Great Again, consisted of a group of about 100. However, across the street on the Wesley Bolin Memorial Plaza side of 17th Avenue were the left-wingers, some of them masking their faces, some not. Many of them were armed with long guns, you know, just like the Patriot groups. While I was taking photographs of them, a woman approached me and told me the group would not be granting interviews. She gave me a flyer with a statement from something called the Redneck Revolt, which, according to the flyer, aims to put the red back in redneck.
That's nice.
And they do have a website. It is called redneckrevolt.org. I have not yet looked at that.
Okay.
But we'll pull that up here in a bit and see.
It's all very interesting.
Yeah. Didn't expect things to go in this direction. The flyer directs people to a Facebook page and website, and the woman said I could contact them after the fact to ask some questions. And I'm looking here at a wider shot of this group of gun-toting liberals, and there's a large number of them here. I would say at least 30, if not 40 people standing there, many of them with guns in hand. Then again, it is Arizona, so open carry, I believe, is fully legal in that state. One of the more free gun, you know, sort of freedom-oriented gun laws there. He says here, about that time, the group lined up double file and began walking toward 19th Avenue. Since you don't every day see groups of left-wingers toting semi-automatic rifles strolling down the sidewalk, I figured I'd follow them and record this odd phenomenon via Facebook Live. Earlier, the spokeswoman told me that someone with the brown berets might talk with me, but she later came up as I was recording the group with my iPhone and told me the brown berets were keeping it zipped as well. Which, this is kind of, you know, the command and control idea of, it is very common within certain political factions like this. It's like, shh, you who can't talk, you regulars, you've got to allow the spokesperson to do all the talking for you. And we actually encountered this in Derek J's victimless crime spree on a college campus where Derek J tried talking with one of the college students, and I guess he hadn't gotten the memo that he was supposed to stay quiet. So the college student was talking with Derek, and then the teacher comes up and shushes him down and says, "We aren't talking to people today. It's a silent protest." And so it's very, very similar kind of atmosphere here.
Yeah, I can see the value on both sides of it. I mean, it certainly doesn't. It's not very empowering. I mean, you're going to go to an event and then you're not allowed to talk to anybody. I get that. Like, you know, what did you come here for? It seems very strange. But at the same time, it doesn't allow for a united front. Also, you know, not everybody's really, frankly, qualified to talk to the press.
It's going to be good with it. Yeah, sure.
And I mean, I've seen Ernest Hancock from Declare Your Independence, and that guy knows how to stay on message. You know, he just repeats basically the same 3 points over and over. He comes up with his 3 points, and then bing, 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 bing. And no matter what they try to say, he goes back to his 3 points. And then that, yeah, that's what they have to write the story about.
I can't wait to see some hippie girl with, you know, her dreads all in a knitted hat, with a bullhorn screaming, "This is what democracy looks like," while rattling her AK-47 with all her buddies.
Yep.
That's going to be beautiful.
Well, the only thing that would be different from what you just described here is that they weren't on a bullhorn at this particular protest, but these are very well, like, hippie folks who are arming up, and, you know, they sort of have the classic masked sunglass look. A lot of them do. They're sort of anonymous in a lot of ways. Others are showing who they are. Anyway, back to the story here from Phoenix New Times. The spokesperson did ask him to stop filming, and I told her, he says, "I wasn't going to do that because we're on public property. As I walked next to them, we would encounter obstacles like parked cars and so forth, and I mostly would go around the other side of the obstacle, then catch back up with the group. But at one point, I walked next to a dude in a yellow headscarf whom I tried to talk with before, and I brushed against him unintentionally. I didn't think much of it, as the sidewalk is only so big. But apparently, he took offense, because in retaliation, he walked backwards into me, pushing me aside. Now, this is the sort of thing I would normally expect from the right-wing militia types, but in reality, the group was little more than an ad hoc left-wing militia, so I shouldn't have been surprised. Needless to say, this ticked me off, and my language was a tad salty. Eventually, the group stopped, and a guy in sunglasses demanded to see my credentials. I told him I was with the Phoenix New Times, but I wasn't going to show him anything unless he identified himself to me." This guy's really good, by the way, this author.
Yeah, who the hell do you think you are asking for credentials for the press?
In a public place.
Right. I mean, we're on the sidewalk. I don't need credentials.
Anybody can be the press as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
Press credentials are only to get past a police line if they feel like letting you past. Right.
Correct.
I mean, that's the police department decides that you are part of their little club and you can go past the line and get a little closer and take some more pictures or whatever. But that's the only thing credentials are for.
Or to get a video camera in a Palmer courthouse, you have to have press credentials.
That's true. He would not do this, though, and the conversation went back and forth with him asking me to stop filming and leave, and me informing him that we're in a public place and I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
He told me, quote, "I'm just going to warn you that we're not responsible for anything that might happen to that phone," meaning the phone that I was holding, he says.
Yeah.
The spokesperson approached, justifying their request that I not film because they were, quote, "trying to protect the safety and identity of our members."
What the hell are you at a protest for if you don't want to be filmed?
Right.
It just doesn't make any sense.
It's to get attention, right?
Exactly. "Since many were hiding their faces already, I didn't see this as much of an issue, but I informed her that we live in a free society, and that means when you are demonstrating in a public place, the press gets to film you." Maybe this was their first rodeo.
It could have been.
It pretty clearly is.
Amusingly, perhaps, but this is, you know, again, not uncommon for people who want to control others to try their best, right? I mean, if they try and you put away the phone, then they've won. You know, they've defeated you in that particular case. In this case, they were up against somebody who wasn't a noob reporter and who was willing to stand up for himself. But
I love that these people, I mean, like, they don't even have a badge. They're trying to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I've noticed with, like, jihadist leftists. They really want to, you know, control you via somebody with a badge. But I guess when they're in a group of people, I've dealt with them a little bit in Colorado. These guys, we'd go to the Boulder campus, and it'd be all these, leftists protesting, and we'd videotape them and kind of tear apart their little ideology, and they get all upset with us.
More coming up here from the story of the armed left-wing group that made an appearance in public in Arizona. And if you know more about these guys, you're welcome to call in 855-450-FREE. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are talking about the Redneck Revolt. They say they are putting the red back in redneck, meaning
communist red.
They're lefties, yeah. And apparently they showed up in Arizona recently in Phoenix with an open carry protest of people strapped with not just handguns, but also long guns, rifles, semi-automatic rifles, pretty serious firepower that they were strapped with. And one of the authors from the Phoenix New Times was actually there. And let's just say the Redneck Revolt folks weren't very kind to him, threatening him somewhat. And we'll get back into the story coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. With you, by the way, in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts first before we continue with the Redneck Revolt story. We've got Hassan on the line in New York on Skype. Go ahead, Hassan.
Hello. I wanted to comment on a statement that was made, like actually two statements that were made on yesterday's episode in relation to the ISPs. Like, the first statement was that you mentioned that allowing them to sell private data may allow them to actually lower prices.
That was what Mark said.
Yep.
So what you're referring to, just so our listeners who are just tuning in know what we're talking about, is that there is a rule change likely coming very soon at the federal level that would allow internet service providers. It's passed the Senate, it's passed the House, so it's almost a done deal at this point, but it would allow internet service providers to sell without your knowledge your what you thought was private information about, you know, you, the stuff you, the websites you visit online, the information you enter into them, things like that. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. Basically, like, I feel that they will not pass the savings on to the customers, because from older reports that I've seen, for example, there was a 2013 SEC report from, like, on Time Warner, and that detailed that their profit margin for providing internet services is a 97% profit margin. Hmm. Like, I linked to it in Skype.
Well, wow. These big and internet service providers prices of, literally have no competition, right? Like, if I can't choose between Time Warner or Comcast or, you know,
it's very rare
whoever.
That you can choose between cable companies, but you do have the ability to choose between, let's say, DSL and cable, like here in Keene. There are two different options.
Oh, okay.
But that's not a lot of competition, but it is a little bit.
It's also
Johnson,
satellite if you, you know, and for that,
really
for a lot of people, satellite will work.
It'll work.
That's what we had out in Colorado, but it was slow.
Slow.
Like, it was hard to watch videos.
Which is
you
why watch videos.
What Johnson says, that's not really this. You're not competing in the same category. I mean, that would be like saying a dial-up modem is competitive to a cable modem. It's not.
Okay.
But as Johnson was pointing out last night, DSL is a fraction of the bandwidth of cable, so he was arguing that there really wasn't much competition there. But still, you could say that DSL, at the very least, is still broadband. It's not as slow as satellite.
Could you run the studio on DSL?
Not at the level that we do. We could run audio streams out on DSL, but we wouldn't be able to do a webcam at the same time.
Oh, all right.
Like right now, we've got two cam feeds going simultaneously, as well as six different audio feeds coming out of here, plus all the voice over IP lines that we might use as well. So we do need to have cable modem in order to support all of that. But go ahead, Hassan, with your thoughts.
Yeah, so basically with all of the profit margins, like with the extremely steep profit margins, and prices have significantly gone up since those days, so it doesn't look like them being able to actually sell our private data will result in lower prices. And then there was another mention of that,
well, hold on,
like,
before you go on with the changing, you know, your next point, the example we gave last night from the news story we were reading, and I believe it was from the Register over in the UK, they did say that AT&T has had a program that has given people a $30 a month discount, basically, on their internet service in return for giving up their privacy. So they did offer a break to people who were voluntarily choosing to enter into that particular program.
Yeah, but if they're allowed to do it without even permission or anything else, then there's no incentive for them to actually even offer any kind of discount.
The only incentive, you're right, generally I would say, but the only incentive would become a market-based incentive, meaning that if competition, if people in the market were demanding it, as we were talking about, people should contact their ISP and they should ask them about their policy or what they're going to do with this new change at the federal level. If there's enough people demanding that they retain their privacy, they may indeed have an official policy about that, which would mean that if they're being upfront about their privacy policy or lack thereof in that way, then maybe competition in the marketplace would result in the options that you're talking about. So I wouldn't say it's a foregone conclusion that things are going to play out the way you think they will. It might, but we'll see.
There's always a chance for everything.
Sure.
But and for my next point, I wanted to reference the statement of like 4G LTE and potentially 5G being a competitive service towards broadband.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But with the way the technology is now, it really isn't competitive. Like the bandwidth caps low, even on an unlimited plan.
Yeah.
They throttle you after, I think with T-Mobile is 22 gigabytes, Verizon is 20, and all of them have fairly low levels where they throttle you.
That's a good point.
And
that's a good point. Although, Mark, what was the cap on the satellite? I remember a long time ago you got capped at a relatively low point.
17 gigs.
Yeah, so
per month.
So it would be competitive with satellite access in that it would be lower latency and a similar cap on bandwidth, but also a higher throughput. I agree with you there. That's a great point, and I'm glad that you brought it up.
Yeah, and for 5G service, that might not be like the panacea to our like wireless issues, because there's one fundamental flaw with wireless technology. It's a collision domain, which means that you can't have multiple transmitters transmitting on the same exact frequency at the same exact time,
right,
or you raise the noise floor and you cause all sorts of issues.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, and another issue with 5G is that they plan to use 3.5 gigahertz spectrum and 7 gigahertz and a few other higher frequency bands, which means there's lower penetration for those signals and they don't go as far.
Hmm.
So in areas where, for example, like a city area, you may not be able to actually get effective use of 5G because it'll either be blocked by buildings or other structures.
I wonder why they would make that choice.
It's pretty much the only unlicensed spectrum. It's the FCC won't allow them to really use anything else.
Okay, great. So it's the government getting in the way and ruining, you know, the ability to have radio transmissions, which is, of course, what the FCC has been doing for its entire existence. Hassan, good call, man. Thanks for the technical update and comments. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got more to say about the redneck group here. RedneckRevolt.org is their website. Putting the red back in redneck. It's a lefty group. Commies, basically, it sounds like. Well, I've actually pulled up their website. We'll talk more about who they are and what they believe. But we've got also more from the New Times, the Phoenix New Times, where their author, who describes himself as a liberal, was shocked to see the gun-toting group at a counter-protesting a Trump event. We're coming up here, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's not what you make that counts. It's what you keep. My name is Bill Harris. I'm CEO of Personal Capital, and now is the time to review your strategy for saving taxes on your investments year-round. Congress has created numerous tax breaks for retirement savers, and our new book, Investment Tax Guide, shows you how to use them. Most brokers do not help you save taxes, so you've got to do it yourself. And through April 15th, we're offering free copies of the guide online at personalcapital.com/tax.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. You can join us right here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
Also, want to let you know about MyPillow. It's a great pillow, probably the best one you'll ever use, but the only way to find out is to try it out for yourself. And you can do that with half off by using code FTL. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at MyPillow.com. And that gets you, again, half off of MyPillow. It also has a 60-day money-back guarantee, which pretty much lowers your risk to near, you know, pretty low. I wouldn't say it's no risk in that you still have to pay shipping if you want to ship it back to them. But they really stand behind their product, and they are willing to give you your money back if you don't like it. Once you try it out, MyPillow.com, code FTL. I've loved mine. Mark, you're still in love with yours.
Oh, yeah. It's the best pillow.
I just got one for Jazzy, the studio beast.
That's right.
So I'm very excited.
Just before the show, we got around there to try out our new dog bed.
Yep. I'm very excited about that. And the pillow, by the way, guaranteed for 10 years. So, again, they really do stand behind their product. And that's the human pillow. You get 50% off the human pillow, 10-year guarantee on the human pillow. The warranty and the discount are different for some of their other products, like the pet pillow. So, anyway, go to MyPillow.com, code FTL for half off, and give it a shot. It's also washable, by the way. I think that's important to point out. You can put it in your washer and your dryer. It's designed for that, and it's also designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position.
That's right. If you sleep with a down pillow, throw that thing away and get a MyPillow.
There you go.
And especially with the dog. So my brother's got a dog, a female dog, that just loves to roll in dead things.
Ugh.
And she, we got, like,
the worst.
In the summertime, in the wintertime, in your bags, everything is dead, it's frozen. But in the summertime, like, probably once or twice a week, you've got to hose her off. Cause
that
you,
often?
You guys met her, Juno, the Josh's dog there. He brings her to Pork Fest, and yeah, just...
Jeez.
So her bed is, like, nasty sometimes.
Yep. And it's nice to be able to... That's MyPillow. You can wash it easily.
Yep. That's to me, the killer app for MyPillow. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. More about the Redneck Revolt, the lefties who are arming up with some pretty serious weapons and showing up in public, apparently, at least in Arizona, open carrying at a protest. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. Mark is in Cheyenne, Wyoming. You're listening via our podcast. Later. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk to you about Venezuela, because I know that's one of your favorite topics to talk about.
Yeah. I actually had Venezuela in my show prep for tonight, about apparently they're running out of gasoline now. Go ahead.
I don't listen to you guys on the radio. I listen on podcasts, so I get it one day late. But I was just cruising around on Zero Hedge, which is like my favorite website to visit for news. And I saw this about them running out of gasoline. And so you already, like, kind of know the whole story about how they're importing gasoline now. Like, despite having the largest oil reserves in the country, they're now having to import gasoline.
It's like Nebraska running out of corn.
Yeah, considering considering the state of their money, like, that must be crazy expensive. And so they've like halved production or something like that, but they're still sending out the exact same amount of exports that they were initially to like Cuba and other countries that are friendly to them. And so
they're importing gas, but they're exporting gas.
Yeah, they're importing gas to pay for you know, like personal consumption, but the exports are unchanged. So like gas is going to Cuba and other countries is unchanged.
Sounds like a refinery issue, actually, because it probably
like an economics issue.
Sounds like a socialism issue.
Absolutely,
it is. Actually, in the story, it was explaining that the reason why is that they've had so many like budget cuts and stuff like that, and with the maintenance problems, and there was an explosion at a refinery a couple of years ago. It basically has cut their production in half of what it used to be. But the thing is that Nicolas Maduro has figured out who the main culprit is. Let me guess.
The United States government.
His name is Marco Antonio Molave, who's a PDVSA, which is Petroleum de Venezuela. It's the national gas company.
Right, that's
company.
The state-run gas company. Yep.
Yeah. It's their manager of international trade. They arrested him for supposed wrongdoing related to fuel purchase for the domestic market.
Now so they're eating their own now. That's going to be soon.
Yeah, he was detained at a Venezuelan military facility, and his bank accounts have been blocked. So,
wow. Yeah. The gulags will be opening.
Yeah, good thing Maduro's on top of it, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. We might get into more detail on that story a little bit later on. It's just insane, of course. Mark, anything else you want to throw out there tonight?
No, not really. Have a good one, guys.
Appreciate the call. It's sad to watch what's happening over in Venezuela, but it's also instructive. So hopefully people can learn a lesson from it, although surely the socialists won't, because they'll just say, well, that's not real socialism.
State capitalism.
So
they always have something to say. I mean, you can show them over and over again that it doesn't work.
Yeah.
They've still got something to say.
Just put my favorite socialist in charge. If Bernie were running the country, then everything would be fine, is what they would tell you. Some of them. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. So let's get back, since we're talking about socialists and communists, let's get back to the story here. The Phoenix New Times. You got author of the story, Stephen Lemons, who was trying to actually attend a Make America Great Again rally. And they were kind of, petering out, as he described it. Only about 100
people. They're boring compared to the leftists with assault rifles.
Right. Across the street from the MAGA rally were people who were dressed I would say not all uniformly, but pretty uniform. If you look at them, they've got like brown shirts on and black pants. Many of them have a bandana mask. Some of them were wearing like a red, I don't know what you call it, like, I don't know if it's a bandana, but some sort of neck accessory.
Mm-hmm.
And
that way they can pull it up over their face and run down the street throwing Molotov cocktails. Yes.
I don't know if anybody did throw any Molotovs, but they may have had those too. They were certainly displaying long guns, semi-automatic rifles. I mean, maybe they were automatic, who knows, but they were definitely seriously armed. One guy actually had a drum magazine in his rifle, so, you know, definitely competing with the so-called Patriots.
I'm surprised nobody got shot.
Well, indeed, and that's what the concern is by the author of this this story, who describes himself as a liberal. He ends up getting threatened.
Like, at least he understands that liberals aren't qualified to carry guns, right?
A lot of them are afraid of guns. A lot of liberals I know, they're like deathly afraid of them.
Well, that's a silly thing to say, Mark, because obviously anybody can be qualified to carry a gun by virtue of simply learning how to fire them and training with them. So.
Indeed. But if you borrowed, I'm just guessing that there's more than one person in this crowd that borrowed a gun from a friend
just to be there
for this protest.
Could be right.
And
could be.
That is frightening. You know, if you're bringing, if for one thing, I'm not really for the open carrying of long guns, but, you know, fine if that's what you want to do for your protest or whatever.
You're pre-speculating. I mean, for all you know, we don't know anything yet about Redneck Revolt. For all you know, and they do have a principles page on their website. I just haven't looked at it yet. For all we know, these are very, very strict. I mean, you could tell that there's a strict level of control over the group where there's a spokesperson who she won't even talk to the media. She's like, we'll talk to you later. And then no one here, it's a silent protest, so no one here is going to talk to you.
Already makes me not trust them.
Yeah, so all I'm saying is that level of control, they may have a very strict adherence to gun rules. Who knows? We'll learn more about the Redneck Revolt group here as we go on. But we were telling you about how the author of the article ends up kind of getting intimidated by, or an attempt at intimidation by a couple of the different the members of the group.
Right, basically trying to chase them off the sidewalk for just taking pictures on a public sidewalk when they came to protest. None of this makes any sense.
Well, he inadvertently brushed up against one of them on the sidewalk, and he got a kind of a violent response from that individual. And also, again, trying to intimidate him into stopping recording, which he didn't do. I mean, kudos to this guy. He definitely knows his rights as a journalist. And he did get the one that was trying to, or actually, I guess the spokesperson did come back as she was trying to persuade him to not record them. She said that they didn't want me to follow them to their cars and film their cars was her new excuse for not recording them. We'll continue here with what the back and forth was, what happened on the streets of Phoenix with this group, Armed Liberals. Redneck Revolt is what they're calling themselves. It's Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the redneck revolt. They're not your typical kind of redneck, at least not the one you classically think of when you think of a redneck. When I think of a redneck, I think of somebody who's maybe a right-winger. But it turns out there's some people who call themselves redneck that are not right-wingers.
When I think of a redneck, I don't think of somebody in Arizona.
I'm sure there's plenty of rednecks in Arizona, Mark. There's rednecks all over the United States.
Yeah, I feel like redneck's a southern term.
Yeah, you feel that way, but when I came up here to New Hampshire, I was surprised at how many rednecks there are.
Oh, self-identifying as a redneck doesn't necessarily make you one.
All right, Jay, you've done a lot of time on farms and things like that out here. What do you think about Mark's opinion?
There are definitely a lot of kids that consider themselves rednecks all over rural New York, New England. I would classify some of them, I guess, as rednecks. I mean, redneck is kind of a, you know, vague, broad term now. There's plenty of rednecks at Pork Fest. There's even Will Cawley will call himself a redneck. He's into, he's mudding and stuff like that.
Now, America's favorite redneck Muslim is what he calls himself.
Right. Will Cawley's got a country accent. I got to say he's legit as far as
I'm concerned.
He's
got the camouflage cap. He's spent time out, doing redneck things.
Yeah,
you know, is it really where you're from, Mark, or what you do?
It's my own personal chauvinism surrounding being a Southerner, right? Yeah. Like, oh no, only our country people are rednecks.
You can only get a sunburn in the South.
The rest of your country people are just country.
Okay. Well, I think you've been defeated on this one.
There's definitely a lot of redneck wannabes, though. But I consider almost all the jihadist Republicans I dealt with in Colorado were definitely rednecks.
So back to the story here. We're talking about the Redneck Revolt. They showed up in Phoenix, and I don't know if they've done other public events, but this may be one of their first ones. Group of folks. We're going to get more into what they actually believe from their website. There's a whole principles page, and we'll tell you more about that here. But first, the interaction between this author from the Phoenix New Times, Stephen Lemons, and the Redneck Revolt folks who are out there counter-protesting at a Trump event, at a Make America Great event. And so they're trying to get him to stop recording them, and there was supposed to be a silent protest, but at one point he was asked to stop recording, and of course he refused. He's a good journalist and is, you know, standing on his right to be a free press. And he says, amusingly, a couple of them were filming me with their iPhones as I filmed them. So, you know, they want it both ways, apparently. He should stop filming, but they should be able to continue.
I wonder if them people that didn't want to be recorded by this guy actually read the principles, because one of them is, we believe in true liberty for all people.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
I wonder if those people are going to place their videos up on Facebook for the NSA to check out.
After some more back and forth, they told me their real concern was I might film their license plates, and that's the reason they were acting this way. Till this point, filming their license plates hadn't occurred to me. Nevertheless, I told them it was a dumb request because they were likely parked in public spaces, and I could almost guarantee that the cops had all of their info. So, why worry about me? Plus, a license plate is supposed to be in plain view. It's not private information. You display it on your car, for Christ's sakes. By the way, he says, I did the same thing to the Arizona Liberty Guard at the March for Trump a couple of weeks ago. I followed them, watched them get into their army surplus trucks, and filmed them until they drove away. While I was talking to a handful of the lefties, some ran off, got their cars, and came back to pick up their comrades from the south side of Adams Street. These progressive goons with guns tried to block me, but I did film some of them driving away. The denouement of this encounter was especially ludicrous, as you'll see if you watch the video that I've posted. All apologies for my fumbling with my iPhone at the end. When the sun is beaming down on you, it's somewhat difficult to find the finish button. I made a comment on the video that this entire event proved that the far left can be as hostile to the First Amendment as the far right. And that's coming from a big fat liberal, he says. In hindsight, it occurs to me that if a left-wing militia and a right-wing militia...
Wait, which one... who on the left-right spectrum is good about freedom of speech? Because the best I can tell, they just talk about it and they don't defend it. The freedom of speech in the United States is diminishing over time, and that's what the people that put together charts of these things say. So it just doesn't make, I mean, you know, the idea that the left, the right, the far left can be as bad as the far right. Well, I'll tell you what, center left and center right aren't any better either.
Oh, yeah.
That somewhere along the line, we've failed to educate our children that it is unpopular. Popular opinions that need to be protected by the First Amendment.
Absolutely. So he says that at a future demonstration, if a left-wing militia and right-wing militia, such as the ALG, cross paths, there very easily could be bloodshed. Both sides are loaded for bear, and I get the feeling both sides can rationalize their behavior after the fact, even if it comes down to killing someone. I'm reminded of the 1979 shootout in Greensboro, North Carolina, when a Death to the Klan rally held by the Communist Workers' Party was crashed by Klan and Nazi members. Five people lost their lives, and four of them were Communist Workers' Party members. It may just be a matter of time before history repeats itself. However, this being Arizona, there's a lot more firepower on both sides, and I suspect if it goes down, the body count will be higher. So that's the story from the Phoenix New Times and Stephen Lemons, which, as I said, turns us on to this movement, the Redneck Revolt, from redneckrevolt.org, putting the red back in redneck. We've pulled up their principles page. But right there on the front page of the website, it says, the history of the term redneck is long and complex. One of the earliest recorded uses of the term comes from the 1890s and refers to rednecks as, quote, poorer inhabitants of the rural districts. Men who work in the field, as a matter of course, generally have their skin burned red by the sun. And especially is this true of the back of their necks, unquote. In 1921, the term became synonymous with armed insurrection against the state, as members of the United Mine Workers of America tied red bandanas around their necks during the Battle of Blair Mountain, a two-week-long armed multiracial labor uprising in the coal fields of West Virginia.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that.
Today, the term redneck has taken on a demeaning connotation, primarily among upper-class urban liberals who have gone out of their way to dehumanize white working class and poor people. Terms like white trash have come to signify the view among these same upper-class liberals of poor rural whites. They say, to us, redneck is a term that signifies a pride in our class, as well as a pride in resistance to bosses, politicians, and all those that protect domination and tyranny.
So, speaking as somebody who grew up in rural Florida with no air conditioning, we didn't have a washer and dryer for part of the time, too. I got to say that I can probably lay claim to that term redneck, but I don't particularly like it. It, to me, it does have that connotation, the white liberal connotation that they're referring to, of it being just sort of, you know, not necessarily very smart, usually
trashy,
not socially conservative in the least pleasant of ways, those kind of things. And, you know, I mean, that's just kind of how I feel about it. And I guess I am one, you know, at least if you want to use a rigorous definition. So, I don't know. Is this a term that we want to salvage? I don't know. But
Who's we?
These people.
Okay, you're not them.
I am, right? A human being.
Okay. Well, they want to salvage it. You're not part of their group. So if they want to salvage it, it's obviously something that they're interested in doing. They're trying to appeal to the working class man here, and they're trying to draw some unusual conclusions for people about what they believe the term redneck should mean. It's kind of a iconoclastic movement, at least so it seems, right? You know, we're taking back redneck, basically, is what these people are saying. So you can share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE from their principles page. And by the way, Mark, you had asked the question about, do these people know what they're doing when it comes to guns? And I had suggested that perhaps they actually have some very strict requirements. The Phoenix John Brown Gun Club was one of the groups that was at this particular event. And they posted on their Facebook page that, as a gun club, we train together for community defense and offer firearms and safety education locally. Our membership consists of folks from various identities, from different cultural and political backgrounds, but we work together under common goals of resisting white supremacist recruitment within our communities, building working class unity, and building community defense networks. So they sound like a pretty serious gun club, Mark, and I doubt that they're just going to be handing out guns like candy to protesters. That's just, you know, my feeling, getting, you know, from what they're saying here.
Yeah, well, that's what you should say about your gun club, all the things they've said.
Yeah. So anyway, organizing principles of the Redneck Revolt at redneckrevolt.org, they say that the history of the white working class is one full of resistance, collectively and individually, against the rich elite that hold power over all of our lives. From massive armed uprisings like the Battle of Blair Mountain in 1921 to the resistance to coal mining in predominantly white rural Appalachia today, white working people have been in conflict with those that uphold predatory economic, political, and social systems. And there's a lot of comments here about white people.
Yeah, they're obsessed with color.
But then later they say they stand against white supremacy. So we'll get into that coming up here in moments. Their founding principles of the Redneck Revolt, your thoughts are welcome. Maybe you consider yourself a redneck. You want to comment on this? You can join us here. 855-450-FREE, or maybe you're one of their elite liberals that they don't like. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.